Hey there, everyone, and good evening from Los Angeles. This is your host, Alan Lissauer from Financial Sanity Now. And today I have on again with me a special guest and my daughter, Helena Lissauer. By the way, she just received a degree, a double degree, from CSUN in management and psychology. And she's also worked in the field that we're talking about, which is credit, mortgages, mortgage modifications, and all things related to finance for the last 10 years while she was going through school.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let me just say this. This is your show. This is a place for you to complain and for you to be heard about your concerns, to get the answers about any problems you may have as a consumer. A lot of times we're unaware that we have issues as consumers. We don't even realize how much we're paying in interest and credit card debt, mortgage debt, medical debt, and we're being ripped off. There are so many hidden fees that go unnoticed, and we're just here to help you.
And we're going to get into all of those details. But I think what Helene is saying, and she says it so soft and so beautifully, and I know my voice is a little more raspy, but I want to say this again. This is your show. This is a place for you to complain, to be concerned, to get your answers about consumer problems. We have no interest in politics here. We don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, or a Socialist. We don't care. We just want to hear your story. We want you to get angry. We want to hear your complaints. Because I'm sure if you're a listener out there who owns a home, rents a home, pays bills, you have some complaints. So we're interested in what affects you. Call us at the station. The number is 888-627-6008. Or text us at 310-384-4352. Share your stories, share your complaints, and get answers. Now, today, we're going to go over several topics. And if you call, don't worry if it's related to that topic or it isn't, because there's so many topics we have to cover. We're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to give you two topics. We're going to talk about Wells Fargo. And the question is, when have they ever helped anyone? I don't know. How many frauds have they committed? Well, we do know that. How many? Do you know what they were? Well, we'll list them. The fraud, the corporate attitude, the penalties they received for these. And we'll go into details. Then we're going to talk about credit cards. Helena, you want to talk a little bit about that topic? Just a general summary.
Basically, there are ways to cut your credit card debt. There are ways to consolidate. There are ways to help save money.
Okay. So we're going to talk about all those ways. But first, let's talk about what is the general problem. Okay. How does this work? What is the problem with credit cards? You know, they started giving credit cards out to people a long time ago. Many people got them when they were in college. They received a credit card and they didn't know what to do with it. They gave you a $2,000 limit.
The amount of interest that people pay, especially as young consumers, is outlandish.
No, we know they pay a lot for credit. But the thing is, the credit card companies have addicted everyone to credit. They've come along, handed people credit cards, and then what happened? All of a sudden, your interest rate is 24%. Do you know what that means? If you have $10,000 in credit card debt, you're paying $2,400 a year. Does anyone out there have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Well, we're here to educate you on how to deal with credit card debt, and we're going to get into that very soon. The first thing we're going to talk about is Wells Fargo and what's happened with them. Wells Fargo went ahead and created accounts for people that
were fraudulent.
So if someone went to get a car loan and they said, well, we don't have insurance, Wells Fargo added insurance to the payment. They didn't tell these people that it was very possible for them to go ahead and get their own insurance. Has anyone out there ever bought a car? Has anyone bought insurance? Is there someone texting us right now with a question?
Yeah, there's a question
on the text.
Yeah,
coming in.
You want to read it?
So if you have questions on these, please text us at 310-384-4352. So the question I'm getting here is, and it's from Amy. I'm not sure what state she's from on the text. But what she says is it up to me to buy car insurance? Well, yes, car insurance is mandatory. In the state of California, you must have it. But when you buy a new car, the bank does require you to cover it, because if that car gets in an accident, they want to get paid. But you don't have to buy it from that company, the bank. In fact, I've never heard a bank selling car insurance until Wells Fargo started putting it on top of people. What happened is, you can go to any State Farm, Progressive, they advertise all the time. And you pick the one that gives you the best rate. What Wells Fargo did was, they went ahead and added their insurance at a premium. They did this to more than 400,000 people. And they were found out. Well, isn't that sweet? So, they did get penalties. I'm going to go into that. But to do that to over 400,000 people, to basically take them down the road and say, you need to buy our insurance. Our insurance, okay, instead of having regular, insurance, that's kind of insane. Well, the bank said they would give $80 million in refunds to more than 570,000 of its auto loan customers who were charged for insurance without their knowledge. How is it that a bank would just be fined if you and I did this to someone, just added fees and charges to them? I mean, isn't that a crime? How do you do that?
It is.
Do you want to add anything to that?
I think you're pretty much covering that subject, but I can touch on all the other subjects that I have more knowledge about.
Yeah. So the other thing about Wells Fargo, okay, they were fined $185 million. Does anyone want to guess what Wells Fargo makes in a year? Do you have an idea, Helena?
I have no idea.
Well, it's well above $3 billion. So do you think $185 million already matters to them? And then they take it off their taxes on top of that. The tax law, because of the way it was enacted, saved them over $1 billion. Now we're fining them $185 million. This stuff is so beyond the pale. Then what else did they do? They went ahead and they opened accounts for people that didn't want the accounts, and charge them a monthly fee. So if you went into Wells Fargo and you opened an account, they went ahead and used your name to open up a savings account and a checking account and another account. And
that's painful. No, it's really painful.
And they just went ahead and did these things without talking to anyone about it. Has anyone been a victim of that? Because the amount of accounts opened was close to $1 million. Now, the Federal Reserve has come down on Wells Fargo. They've come down on that pretty hard. And they've now limited the amount of profits they can make this year. Again, if anyone has any questions on this or anything else, please text us.
310-384-5096 or 310-384-4352.
Or please call us at 888-627-6008.
To speak with us live.
Speak with us live on the show. We can talk to you. There's a live connection going on. We're on Channel 1, BBS Radio, right now, live. And you can speak to us about any issues that you have regarding Wells Fargo is what we're talking about right now. And there's another text. And the text is from, who's that text from?
This is from Susan in Maryland.
In Maryland. She wants to know, is there any class action suits against Wells Fargo? Yes, there are several. I think you can Google them. If an account was opened in your name, there is a class action suit. If you had insurance added to your car, there is a class action suit. But let me tell you what this really means. Have a great time. You might get your $20 back, or $40, or $60. You may, I don't know if you're familiar with class action suits. The lawyers make a lot of money. They get millions of people involved. But you may get back a little more than you put into it originally. I guess what we're saying here is that there's no justice when a bank goes ahead and takes advantage of people. There's no justice. There's minor justice. There's complaint. You know, we are dealing now, and I will not mention any names, but Helena's familiar with this. We're dealing with Wells Fargo on a number of home modifications because we still help people with home modifications. And we do it to help them. We have a gentleman now. He's 99 years old, a World War II veteran. And Wells Fargo is giving this man the hardest time. They gave him a loan that was 10 years ago, or I think he's only 89, he was a young chicken, an interest-only loan. Today, it's fully amortizing at 20 years. The payment, for those of you who don't know what amortizing is, please call us in, or you can always call our office later. Our office number is 818-906-2385. You can call that number during the week. And we'll, any question, we'll be happy to answer you. But his payment, back to the story, this gentleman, his payment's gone up $1,000 a month. And they have given us the hardest time about helping this veteran, this older veteran, to try to stay in his house who can't afford it. And you know what their excuse is? That it is a securitized mortgage. Well, they own the security. 100%. They own it. And they're making excuses around that. And I am appalled by the way they're behaving. I'm appalled by the way they're behaving when it comes to, the issues. The issues that...
I mean, the truth is they are not trying to help because they don't want to. And, you know, currently we have 514. And
did you want to talk about this a little bit? Get out of here. Why don't you talk about the credit cards with Wells Fargo?
I mean, it's not about Wells Fargo. If you want to talk about that client, we could talk about the client, and we could talk about how they just obviously don't want to help him. So that's a whole nother issue. The credit cards is, you know, it's not just one lender that are charging outrageous interest rates, especially for younger consumers. It's all large lenders are charging outrageous interest rates for new consumers, and there are no lessons that come with opening up a credit card. And a lot of parents don't necessarily teach their children
right.
To pay off the balance before the interest kicks in. That's one financial tip that you could save a lot of money if you spend just what you would on a debit every month and then you pay it off before the interest kicks in. And each cycle is different. Each end date is different. So if you pay it off, let's say your payment's due on the 10th and you pay everything off in full by the, to be safe by the 8th, especially depending on business days, then that person, whether it's a young consumer, older consumer, middle-aged consumer, will not need to pay interest. And as you know, if you have 30% interest on $1,000 worth of credit card debt, how much is that? How much would that be in interest a month?
On $1,000 a
yeah.
year, it's $300. That's almost $30 a month.
Right.
So
right.
this is...
Just an interest.
This is awful. There was, Alina's too young to remember, but I remember when the interest rate was tied to the prime rate. Prime rate now is about 4%. They used to charge on credit cards like 2 points above. That's sick. That's a fair return. Today, banks borrow at 2-3%. The average interest rate, that's what they borrow from the Federal Reserve.
I thought it was less. Did it just
go
up?
No, it's gone up. It's gone up. But it's between 2-3%. And they can charge up to 30%. We used to call that usury. That was taking advantage of people. Now, credit card companies are taking advantage. But let's start at the beginning with credit cards. How did this all start? So the little history lesson is important. For those of you who are under 65, which is probably most of my audience out there, you only know about credit cards. You don't know anything else. You've always lived with credit cards. You've always lived with credit. You've always lived with student loans. You always live with the things that have caused you to go into debt. What you may not know is that debt is the number one business in the United States. Selling bonds is debt. States sell bonds. Cities sell bonds. Federal government sells bonds. Everyone sells bonds. Did you know that, Helena? That's the number one business.
No.
Debt. Well,
I know that a lot of our clients, they have their debt sold off to another company before they can negotiate any form of settlement. So obviously they're selling the debt for a percentage of the debt, and then we try to negotiate before the debt is sold off so that we can get the best deal, the better deal.
So when we talk about debt, we're talking about the history of debt, okay? And the history of debt is that people have been so accustomed to debt. And there are two kinds of debt. There's good debt and bad debt. Well, I'll give you a good debt. You get a mortgage, it's a good debt, generally. Why is it? Because you're buying an appreciating asset, something that grows in value. What's a bad debt? Oh, I'm going to use my credit card to go to Mexico. That's a bad debt. If you can't afford it, don't go. Well, I'll make more later. Not necessarily. You may not. Because most people, what they do is simply pay it off monthly with interest. So I want you to start to see, to have an understanding of debt. Because only since the 1960s has debt been prevalent in America. First credit card was issued in the 60s. Not that long ago. In the 60s, first one was Diners Club. Before that, everything was called secured debt. You'd do a layaway plan at a store. If you had to get a mortgage, you'd go to your banker. They'd know who you were. If you were a farmer, you'd pledge your crops against the house. Things were much simpler. But it was realized if you could create debt, you could expand the economy. Simple laws of economics. Did you study that in school? The laws of economics expanding.
No.
Well, it's a philosophy. You have to understand this is a philosophy. that the country has gone by. If you don't expand debt, you don't keep spending. You don't keep spending, you don't have an increased GDP. But what happens? We're going to find out what happens if you're not very, very careful. Because everyone here has been accustomed to debt. I wonder how many of you listening out there have more than $15,000 in credit card debt. Well, you can always email us if you want. You can email me at my personal email.
Alan@AES77.com.
That's Alan@AES77.com. You can go to our website. That's www.financialsanitynow.com. Put your name down. Remember, our consultations do not cost you anything.
Actually, in fact, today we're offering a free credit report analysis to see how we can help you suggest and boost your credit score.
Yeah. Which brings me to something I want to talk about that's very important. I know we're going to hit on a lot of different things today, and we'll go much more in depth later on more shows we have. We'll go very deep. But when Helena just said, what do you mean by a credit? That's a kind of run on words there. A free credit analysis.
A free credit report analysis would entail us doing a full analysis breakdown on anything that's negatively impacting your credit and going through it line by line and telling you how we can help you straighten out anything that might be negatively affecting you.
So I guess what you're saying, and what I know, is how long you've lived in a home affects your credit score. I know that's true. So if you've lived in a home more than 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, your credit score is affected. We're going to go into what that means. If you've worked at a job more than 2 years, that should be on your credit report. Many people don't update their own credit reports and therefore keep their scores low. But there's other things that affect it. With good credit and bad credit. If you do have a mortgage and you're paying it, that makes it positive. If you've had a car loan and you're late a couple of times, that's going to bring your score down. Now, when we do this analysis, we can tell you what's bringing you up down. We can give you free advice how to make it better, but we can also help you with the late. We're very good at credit repair. We can go more deeply into that. Now, why do you want to have a good credit score? Everyone talks about that. When I was dating many years ago, we'd talk to people and we'd find out what they did and how old they were and et cetera. I think when people date now, they go, what's your FICO score? They want to know from someone, what's your FICO score? I'm attracted to you, but hey, do you have a good FICO?
Well, I know regardless of how it is in the dating world, it's actually affecting people's employment. Employers like to pull your credit score, and they can, if you're a potential candidate, and I studied HR extensively, they can actually have you sign a document before they send you an offer to check your credit score.
Which I find to be awful, but okay, I'm a libertarian. I believe in privacy, but they can do that. And in fact, they do it. They do it all the time. Helena's looking at me like, what are you talking about? But they do pull your credit report. Now, the term of a credit thing is called FICO score. FICO. Anyone know what that stands for? What it stands for?
No.
You know what it stands for? It's called Fair Isaac Credit Organization. Fair Isaac is the name of a company. That's it. The guy's name was Isaac. And they developed a system to score you. Do you know how many credit agencies there are? Are you familiar?
Three.
Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And they look at all three of these. Now, when we look at this analysis, each one may be different. That's how strange this is. CBS on 60 Minutes did a report and found 70% of credit scores, had errors. not in the consumer's favor. Now, you may have errors bringing down your credit score. Now, I brought up the dating before. I was kind of making a little joke about it. Oh, well, there's a text from someone. Okay, that's Amy again. Thank you for texting us. I think she's asking, will it really affect my dating? I don't know that's true or not. It might. I think more women will look at it for men, because if you have a better credit score, you're going to get a better rate on a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get a better rate on a car lease. Didn't you just get a car lease in Atlanta?
Yes.
And how was your credit?
Excellent. Thank God.
Excellent. Yeah. And you got a very good rate on the car and a very good lease deal. If you don't have a good one, you can wind up paying 20% for a car. If you have a good credit score, and I'm going to say good, over 650, really good, over 700, well, you can get that same interest rate down to 1% to 2% on cars. That is a huge difference. It's kind of what, if your credit score is good, you're going to get a better deal. It's almost like, remember, if you want a loan, go to the bank when you don't need it. But they'll give you a loan if you don't need it. If you need it, they probably don't want to give it to you. So it's that vicious cycle. It's important to keep your credit score up. As mundane a topic as this is, as boring as it is, we'll try to make it interesting to you all. Because it's important. It's one of the rating things that's used in order to get, for every time you get a loan, a credit card, a mortgage. So, what is that thing you were saying we're doing, a special offer for people who are listening?
Free credit report analysis. Free credit report analysis.
So, all they need to do is text us at 310-384-4352. Text us at 310-384-4352. Put BBS Radio Free Credit Analysis. That's all you have to do. We'll get back to you. We'll look over your score for you. We'll give you free advice. I mean, it's worthwhile to do this. I see two texts coming in right now. So we will get back to these people. And that's great. And I know there's more of you out there that need this service, so please stay with us, because we do offer that service. Another, and with the analysis, you can go into credit repair. And I don't know how dry a topic that is for everyone, but I do know it affects you. If you have children, if you're a new homeowner, if you're about to start your family, this is something you have to keep track of. Okay? Does everyone agree with that? I agree. Hello.
Of course.
Everyone's agreeing. So let's get into the fact that many people, there's no education for people regarding credit cards. There just isn't. And most people, do you keep a budget?
Of course.
You do. I do. I don't know how many people keep budgets. If you kept a budget, why would you go out and spend money you don't have? Can anyone answer that? I mean, why spend the money?
I think it's a societal issue, and we're set up to get solicited by lenders that say, hey, we'll offer you a 0% APR interest rate for 12 months per se, and then we think, oh, well, that means we can charge our $4,000 vacation on the credit card, and we'll figure out a way to pay it off, even though actually $4,000 divided by 12 months, well, we can't really afford that as a monthly payment, even though
it's almost $400.
This is what we want to do. Yes, it's about $360, but I did it. I actually put a vacation on a 0% interest credit card, but we had that extra money to pay it down every month, and now we're at our last payment.
But how many people do we run into in our little company that don't make those payments? And at the end of 12 months, you're at 29%.
Right.
and they charge you the 29%, not on the balance that you didn't pay, on the whole thing.
Right.
What's 30% of $4,000? So almost $1,200.
Well, it's $120 a month, right?
Yeah, almost $1,200.
That's more. 120 times.
Well, 30 times 4. 3 times 4, 1,200. So that's the amount. Anyone out there good at math, do it. 30% of $4,000. And there you go. And that's what you have to pay as a penalty. And then people can't pay that.
Per month, no.
Now, we've run into people, and I want to say, God bless them, they're all wonderful people, that have $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in credit card debt. 60, 70 sometimes. Young people, older people. So what do you do when you're in this? I'll tell you what we see. Well, tell me what you see, Helena. You've spoken to a lot of these people. When they're up in that, say, 30, 40,000, what do you see as the behavior?
Honestly, a lot of our consumers have hit some kind of financial hardship, and it's mainly through either excessive medical bills, excessive medical debt they needed to use the credit cards just to survive. They didn't necessarily use the credit cards for vacations, like the example I gave earlier, although a lot of American consumers do, because of all the advertisements and the promises of a better tomorrow or a nicer lifestyle. There are people, I'm going to give an alias name, like Mr. Wu, whose wife passed away because of non-small cell lung cancer, and she had never smoked a cigarette a day in her life. So, he was stuck with $40,000 in medical debt trying to get by when they couldn't pay it back. And luckily, we were able to settle that out for 10%. That was a very special case. So he was only obligated to pay back $4,000 to all the lenders versus the $40,000 that he would have.
And that was a great job. You did very well with that.
So, I mean, there's situations like that. And we do the same for credit cards. And then the people who are not delinquent and who haven't been impacted, we've been able to help them just simply lower their credit card interest rates with the right proposal. And you could actually, if you wanted to inquire about that further, you can contact us on our 866-753-4028. Once again, that's 866-753-4028. And if you check out our website, financialsanitynow.com, you'll see our home tab. There's an About Us, a mission about the founder, about Alan, and how he was able to help himself out of debt issues, high interest rate mortgages. Yeah, I mean, of course I did, which is why, I began working here. So, About the founder, there's a section in there to state how Alan had medical debt. My dad had medical debt and
credit card debt.
And a second mortgage because of the medical debt that he had to pay back the medical debt. We didn't know we could negotiate it at the time, so we used the second mortgage to pay for the medical debt, and then we ended up settling the medical debt for...
Well, we're going to go into all that a little bit.
15%.
That's a lot, I think, for
loan.
To get at once.
Right.
So we're going to just stay right now with credit card debt for a minute. I think you hit on some very important points, and that is, what do you do? Just sitting there out there in wherever you live, and we've just gotten a few texts. I don't want to read them all, but I see there's someone from Kansas, someone from New York. Surprised not more people from California. This is where we're broadcasting, but we'll see maybe later. And you have credit card debt. Well, the pattern I've seen is people struggle, and they make the minimum payment. If you make the minimum payments, it says right on your credit card.
You'll pay this off in 15 years.
15, 20, 30, depends on the amount. Most of the payment you're paying is now going towards. Okay, Helena's asking for something, but we need to keep track of the time. I'm going to say this to my audience, so Okay? So, most of it's going towards interest. And you're just paying interest every month, but you're not reducing your principal. Okay? This is very important to understand. What you want to do is reduce the principal. Now, there are two ways to reduce, take care of credit cards. Helena talked about one, and that was settling cards. Settling cards is good. This man, his wife died. He couldn't pay them. He was late. He was late again. And he just couldn't deal with it. And I'm going to have a whole show on medical debt as well. But for this case, he was already late. So settlement was an option. For everyone, it is an option, but we want you to understand the good, the bad, the ugly. The ugly is you, if you're not very late, they're not going to settle with you. If you're very late, that goes back to your credit score. It will hurt your credit score. Some people go, I just don't have the money. I need to settle this. I'd rather pay $4,000 than $40,000. I get it. We'll settle it. But your credit will take a big hit for a couple of years. If you want to get into more detail about that, we will with you. But there's another method, and Helena's actually devised this, and it's been very successful. If you don't want to get bad credit, we can get a five-year plan from the bank at 0 to 2% interest, and we'll let you know on each card what the interest is. And then you're paying the bank back. Your payment's lower. Your interest rate's almost nothing. And every time you make a payment, it goes towards principal. Wouldn't that be wonderful to get a zero interest loan to pay off your credit card? And that's what we're offering. That's how we work. Well, the phone just lit up here on the text. I see there's a few people interested in that. That is a great way to take care of credit cards. So I don't have a calculator in front of me. Do you, Helena? Do you have one nearby? You know, and so let's say you had $20,000 in debt and you wanted to then take that money and pay it off over 5 years at no interest. Okay. You'd be paying about $350 a month. If you were paying that same amount, it would be double or triple that, and it would go towards interest. What's a better system? This is. They will freeze your card for the life of paying it off. Okay, at the point you are at, it's important to look at these options. It's very important. There are options here to look at. Settle, work on freezing the account and paying it back in 5 years at almost no interest. These are very good things to think about. And these are some of the services we offer. We work with you on credit cards at Financial Sanity Now. We work with you on credit repair. We work on credit card consolidation. On interest rate negotiations, on credit card reductions, which is what Helena spoke about, and mortgage rate reduction. Helena's going to talk to us a little bit about medical debt negotiation, because that's been the largest cause of bankruptcy in America.
Do you remember the numbers? So was it over how many million?
Over 640,000 people have gone bankrupt due to medical debt.
That was just in 2017?
Yeah.
Right. So it is obviously a real issue here in America, and we can go into the fundamentals of healthcare or costs that providers are charging or insurance companies not being regulated, but that's not necessarily what this show is about. Although we do value your opinion, and please feel free to write to us at Financial Standing Now, or if you look us up on Facebook at Financial Standing Now, please feel free to write to us there as well.
A lot of ways to get in touch with us.
So basically, we had a client who her husband passed away from I was going to say from gambling, but it wasn't from gambling. It was actually from...
I don't really know why. I just
he actually dropped dead of a heart attack, but then afterwards, the wife had... The wife, and we're not going to say any names, but the wife had found his credit card statement, and it turns out he was gambling a lot of their money away, and he was cheating. Right. So that was
at
a really...
in Las Vegas.
Right.
And ran up over $50,000 on one card alone.
That was just one card on top of the medical bills that his wife was stuck with. So we ended up helping the widow, her very, very nice woman, with all of those issues with the credit cards and with the medical debt. And we were able to negotiate down. She had the money for settlements, luckily, but... unfortunately, it was not, you know, on the surface, it doesn't look fair that her husband, who was cheating on her, she had to pay back all of his bills. But at the same time, because he was just an authorized user, and actually the credit was in her name, and they had everything joint tied together, including their mortgage, we had to settle it out, and she had no other choice but to deal with the debt somehow.
Let me make a couple of comments. Every state is different when it comes to debt if someone dies. In California, let's hope your spouse doesn't die and leave you with a lot of debt because they're considered joint debt.
Right.
That's how it is in California. Will they come after you? Please call us. We'll go over the debts with you. Probably not if you're a widow. I say probably not, but legally they could.
Right.
In this case, like Helena said, she was on the card.
Mm-hmm.
She took it out, made him an authorized user. Then he goes, drops dead, and she's all sad until she finds out what he did.
What he was spending the money on.
Spending money on of hers. Now, she was a doctor also. Interesting.
Was she a psychologist or what?
She was an eye doctor.
Oh, eye doctor.
And,
okay, well.
And I have to tell you, it really eased the pain of his death to realize he was a bum. Now, okay, if it's a bad joke, I don't know, but glad he's gone.
Nobody wants to be cheated on. It's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's better to just be honest and upfront and say, hey, this isn't working for me.
And we explained this to the bank. And we used it as a hardship, and I wasn't even sure it was going to work. I really wasn't. But we were able to settle it at about $20,000 for $50,000, which is amazing to get her $30,000 off. And I say amazing because she has money, and when you have money, they can sue you if you don't pay them. They have that right.
Right, especially in her situation, because she had a mortgage. So
right, she had a house in
asset-wise,
very nice area.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
So you know,
it's better to address it than to get served later down the line. And,
right. And you know, this came to us as a referral. I would say 90% of our business is people we dealt with who refer someone else.
Of course.
And we have been doing this for 12 years. If you look us up, you can also check us out on Yelp. Look at Financial Sanity Now. Check out our reviews. 12 years, all good reviews. And again, we want to tell you that
we care. We're not your average debt consolidation
we know every person we've ever dealt with.
Credit counseling or all of our other services that you could find on our website. We're real people. We're a family business, and
we have other people
care.
Who work in the office.
And all of our employees are very, if you think about them, they're very empathetic.
Yeah, very empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're with you. When we go through this, we're with you. Emotionally,
right.
We understand what it's like. As Selena said, if you look at my story, Helena helped me a lot when I was so sick. I think she was only 16 at the time. But we understand what it's like to go through hardship, what it's like to be in debt, what it's like to have your home that you can't pay for your home. These are important things. We develop empathy by going through it ourselves.
Right.
And I will tell you that we charge a lot less than the big companies.
Oh, yeah.
You go into those big companies and you read the fine print, you'd be lucky to save 20%. You'll pay 80. With us, we'll save you 80. It's just the reverse. And we charge less. It's just how we are. And we understand what happens for you. So let's go over our services just so you really understand them. Credit repair, credit card consolidation, interest rate negotiation, credit card reduction on interest and amount, mortgage rate reduction, and medical debt negotiation. Now, medical debt unto itself, we've had several people have this. If you have a deductible or only a percentage is paid, you go in the hospital, you could walk out of there with a $100,000 bill and maybe insurance pays 80. And you're sitting with $20,000 in debt. Now, that's very difficult for most people. On top of everything else they've gone through now, and they're sick, and now they have this medical debt. So what do? Well, we deal with the insurance, we deal with the hospital, we deal with the doctors, and we understand how to do that. It is intricate. But most times we'll walk away with a fraction of what they want to bill you. Maybe nothing at all in some cases, but certainly a fraction. We don't know, have anyone who's come to us with $20,000 in debt who's wound up paying $20,000 in debt.
Right.
Maybe three, maybe four, maybe five, maybe none. But there are ways. And why, you know, people say, why can you do it? Why don't I just call them myself? Well, you know, there's a saying, only a fool is his own attorney. And I'm not saying we're attorneys, but I'm saying we are spokesmen, we're negotiators, and we can deal with your problem on a level you can't. You're going to be emotional. You're going to tell them things they're going to use against you. And that's what happens. And the minute you do that, your negotiating position is gone. So we're very good. Maybe we should just rename ourselves the Negotiators. Have a show. We're the Negotiators. Because that's what we do. We negotiate for you. And we have all these services. Did you want to say something else about medical debt? It's so insidious in this country.
No, I have nothing else to say. I don't know what else you would want me to say.
Well, what about that client you had who had cancer and you were able to help them with a lot of debt?
What about it? I mean, it's the same story. Everything is just the same.
Every story is the same, but every story is personal to us. And every time we can help someone, it's meaningful. Okay? So, let's just sum up some of the things we've discussed with you today. And remember, if you have questions, please call us. Our office number, 818-906-2385. If you want to call us at the show, we're on Channel 1. If you're listening on Channel 1, it should be right on your screen. And what's the number? Do you have the number there for Helena on your page? It's right on the first page. It's the 888 number if you want to call us live. It's right here.
888-627.
That's 888-627. Yeah, 627-6008. 888-627-6008, or text us at 310-384-4352. And remember, we're here for you. We're Financial Sanity Now, and we do want to hear your complaints. Even if you just feel like you want to, I'll use a better term, bitch, because I think we're all upset with things that happen financially. I'm just going to give you a little story offhand about, does anyone out there have cable TV? I know a lot of people are turning off cable. But I get cable TV, and then they'll change my bill. the next month and the next month. I literally have to argue with them. Does anyone else have to argue? Do you argue about your cell phone bills? Do you argue about various charges that come to you from a bank? We live in a society that we have to be acutely aware of everything going on around us. Our credit score, our interest rate. So we do want to thank you all for listening. And we will be back in 2 weeks. We'll have our show every 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, we're going to discuss, we're going to have a medical expert. We're going to be talking about medical bills, how to avoid them, what to do about them. Some incredible statistics on the amount of people that go bankrupt from medical debt. We're going to also be talking about how mental health is not covered by medical insurance.
Some they are, but not all.
And isn't it covered just to a small degree? Do they cover a lot or a little?
It depends. Every carrier is different.
Okay. So we're going to go into that more deeply because it's something that affects me and affects all of us. And I think mental health is something that we all should, I mean, we should be encouraging people. Everyone should be encouraged to spend a little time with a good psychologist. We live in a very complex society. I think everything we do touches on everything else. Everything. And if some of these people, these crazy people who are shooting people had mental health, I think it would really reduce that. Now, I know I'm touching in a political sphere right now. And my daughter's shaking her head. I have no idea why. But anyway, she is. And we will touch on a lot of topics moving forward. Okay? We will discuss them from different points of view because this is a forum for consumers. It's a place where you can come with your problems. You can come with your ideas. We are supporters of many good causes. One of them is the Kaizen Institute, which we did a show with. And we want to hear your stories. We want you to call us. We want to know what's going on, and we want you to stay angry.
And please take a look at our website, www.financialsanitynow. Please take note of our telephone number, 866-753-4028. If you do look on our website, you could see that we have tons of reviews from testimonials, live testimonials, actual videos of real people, real clientele testimonials, Yelp reviews, Facebook reviews. We have a credit card debt section where we can show you some consolidation, before and afters. And then you can call us to discuss the credit card interest rate reduction program for the 5-year stretch. We have a mortgage debt section where you can see a part where we have done mortgage negotiations before and after mortgage, alterations, some equity line and other mortgage settlement processes, and we've even helped people as a last resort refer out to a short sale so they can get some money and be rid of their debt once and for all. We have done other lease negotiations, including auto loans, obviously medical debt negotiation. We were broadcasted on UBN, and this is our second time around on BBS, and we're very grateful
for
BBS to have had us on. We also have a YouTube station, Financial Sanity Now, where you can see some video clips that Alan has participated in and done some acting skits. And basically, we're trying to make a topic such as consumer awareness and debt obligations, and we're trying to give it some life.
That's right. So thank you all for listening. And remember, we're not going to take it anymore. America, keep calling in with your stories, calling in with your complaints, and look at our website, www.financialsanitynow.com. For now, signing off from Los Angeles, it's Alan Lissauer and
Helena Lissauer. Take care.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.